is Scoreside Chat, exploring the world of film music with Mark Ford.
Welcome, everyone, to the first Scoreside Chat audio blog. This is Mark Ford. I've decided to kind of move away from written blogs and go into the audio blog arena. I just don't have the time to write the blogs anymore, and I'd kind of like to be a little bit more informal, too. So I looked around to see what I needed to do one of these blogs, and I had everything except for one thing, so I traded my car for a microphone, and here I am. Normally, I'm going to play excerpts of cues, because this is going to be definitely a blog and not a radio show where I have a lot of time. You know, this is going to be like a 5 or 10 minute type of thing. But I'm going to make an exception this first time out. I'm going to play the Peter Gunn theme by Henry Mancini. For one reason, it's my very first musical memory as a child. My dad had this album and played it quite often, and when I got old enough to learn how to use the record player, I played it constantly, and of course I scratched the hell out of the record, and it was basically unlistenable after that time. I was a child, and we had to get another copy at some point. But this theme is significant for a number of reasons, and one is that probably the most important thing is it took Henry Mancini, just with this one theme, from basically a composer toiling away in the Universal Studios music department under Joseph Gershenson, to become a household name. I mean, his career just exploded after this. The album itself reached number one on the LP pop charts on Billboard, and I believe it stayed charted for well over a year. So his music, not only the theme, but the pre-recorded themes that were basically played throughout the series as source music, or some of the bands that showed on the show, played on the show, were on there. That was the music that was used. It was not really the underscore, because I've been watching it lately on TV, and boy, that's some great music. I wish they had on there is what actually was written for the underscore, and there is some improvisation involved in it, so it's not just written jazz. But anyway, get back to its importance. So it launched Mancini's career. It also sort of ushered in jazz as a musical background for many crime shows on TV at the time, and so it just opened a lot of doors for jazz moving into mainstream music, because people would hear this. You know, normally they might have stayed away from jazz, but they're hearing it on a TV show and going, I like that, and so it made some inroads for some people into jazz. So I'm going to play the Peter Gunn theme. This is from the album re-recording that charted back in the late 50s, and we'll just go from there. We'll be right back. That was the Peter Gunn theme by Henry Mancini. Played with a great orchestra, used a lot of great studio jazz musicians, and the piano player on this particular album was a guy named Johnny Williams. Anyway, this theme really illustrates what a lot of people have said about Mancini and his ability to take a bass line and make it very melodic. There's other parts of this overall theme, you know, the upper range parts that can come in later on, but all you have to do is hear that opening bass line, and it has sort of a melodic punch to it that says Peter Gunn. I mean, people hear that first thing, Peter Gunn, you know. I'm sure most people have never actually heard this in the television series. It's just been around for, you know, over 50 years now, and it's been recorded by many, many people, and it's probably most noted by people who have seen the Blues Brothers. They use it to good effect there. So anyway, that's it for this week's show. I'm not going to go too long. I just wanted to get it kicked off. I got technical considerations to try to figure out how to do this, how to do it without my dog jumping up in my face when I'm talking, things like that. And I'm just going to cut it short. And we'll check in a couple of weeks and see how things go. So everybody have a good week, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
This has been an Intellectual Carrot production.